Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi saṅghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi dutiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi tritiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi tritiyampi saṅghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi tatiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi tatiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi tatiyampi saṅghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. So as needed, offering the mind a meditation object, for example, being mindfully aware of the sensations of the breath coming in and going out. Making the skillful effort to connect and sustain attention. So we're applying the mind to the breath, the sensations of the breath, sustaining that. This both energizes the mind and removes doubt, this direct connecting and sustaining. All of which can be done without making the body or mind tight. So much of this movement, this practice movement, is a renunciation of all the other things the thinking mind, the doing mind might otherwise be doing. So it's connecting and sustaining with the experience of the breath moving in the body or whatever the meditation object is. Finding just the right pitch of effort, just enough for the mind to keep remembering to know the movement of the breath in the body. If and when joy begins to arise, sense of rapture, the mind held in the concentration, in the steadiness with the object, then notice that right with the knowing of the breath coming in and the breath going out. It's a kind of inner solidity, groundedness, stability. Using the attention to the object and the attention to the mind becoming unified, using these experiences as a way of retreating or secluding the mind from the mental activity that would otherwise be happening. breathing in, noticing any inner pleasantness. Breathing out, noticing any inner pleasantness. So we're learning to detect the piti, the rapture, however subtle, that comes with a continuity of connecting and sustaining attention. The mind gathering with the object of meditation. Of course, noticing the joy makes the mind happy and content, easeful, what we call sukha. As it arises, appreciating the contentedness, ease, and happiness of the mind. when all five of the jhanic factors are in balance, connecting, sustaining, joy, happiness, and one-pointedness or stillness, then we say that the hindrances have retreated. The mind begins to realize its own peace. Notice the balance of these five mental factors. The mind connecting, the mind sustaining, the joy that arises, the ease and happiness, and the stillness, one-pointedness. These five mental factors are always available, always have some strength or some momentum in the mind. One more time, just noticing. Continue to work with whatever meditation object you'd like, or just what's predominant. Noticing this quality or this mental factor of connecting, sometimes called the initial application of the mind to the object. Breathing in is like this, and sustaining application of the mind, but not forgetting. And with the continuity of mindful awareness, the arising of joy. Have an open mind about what this joy is. Joy supporting the arising of sukha, this inner happiness or ease of the mind. Mind that's happy and content to be. Which allows the factor of ekagata, stillness, one-pointedness. It's not a tight focus, ekagata. But this mental factor of stillness.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.